welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey everybody, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On this week's episode of the podcast slash vlog, I've got a kind of a hot button topic that I wanted to touch on. I've been thinking a lot about this recently, and you know, I do, as the channel has kind of grown, I get hit up quite a bit for like spots. Like, hey, you know, you go to Hoosier National Forest quite a bit. You know, what are some good spots? What's a good spot for five rigs? What's a good spot for my girlfriend and I to take our first trip to Hoosier National Forest? That kind of thing, right? And historically, I've always just been like, oh, yeah, sure, here's a spot, here's a spot. You know, I try and give out, you know, I may not always give out, like, the best spots that I know about forever. But I'll give out good ones, right? Like, places I've been through, you know, 50 spots in HNF, and I'll give out, like, you know, some that are in, like, the top 10, right? But the more that I see, you know, just, like, stuff getting destroyed, you know, mostly out west, it seems like, in, like, the desert areas and stuff, and the more that I go to Hoosier National Forest and see stuff getting destroyed, and again, let me preface this by saying, I don't think it's the people that I'm sharing spots with, right? What I think is then it gets out from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, and it just grows to where, unfortunately, then some people that are less than responsible may, you know, get involved and go out there and throw their trash all over the place. So on this episode, I wanted to just start a conversation. I know I say that a lot, but I don't believe in, like, you know, I'm just a guy too, right? Like, I'm not any sort of expert. I try my best to abide by, like, tread lightly principles and things. I've actually considered I've been looking into possibly joining their organization here in the near future, just because it seems like such a great organization. I want to learn more, and I want to make sure I'm being a good, you know, representative and steward of taking care of public lands. And then I'm knowledgeable, right? Because that's the thing too, is I don't know everything, right? So it's just good to learn. But I wanted to start this conversation with you guys and have you guys post up in the comments to kind of tell me, like, what do you think? Like, do you think it's good to share spots? Do you think it's bad to share spots? Like, if you hit me up and said, hey, where can I go in Hoosier National Forest? If I wrote you back and said, you know, I don't share spots anymore. I'm really sorry. They've just been destroyed. And so I don't share spots. What would your reaction be, right? Would you be pissed? So anyways, that's what I want to talk about on today's episode, and I want to get your feedback too. So if you're listening on the podcast, definitely check out the links in the description below to come join. I know there's no way to really talk to me via podcast, but you can listen to it there. But then come over to Facebook, come over to Instagram, and drop a, you know, I guess Facebook more so, drop a comment, drop a kind of, hey, I listened to this episode, and I wanted to, you know, here's my thoughts on it. Before we dive into the episode, of course, wanted to touch on my featured partners really quick. Trail Built Off-Road, fantastic company, helped me out with my wheels and tires. Link in the description below to my setup. If you do buy something from them, please make sure to click that. In the checkout place, there's a spot that says, who sent you? Click All Things Overlanding. Just, you know, let them know that I sent you. I'd appreciate it. Overland Addict, again, fantastic place, online store with tons and tons of overlanding gear. Super cool guy who's big into overlanding himself. Has a G-Wagon. It's awesome. If you haven't seen it, he has a great YouTube channel too, Overland Addict. Check it out. Last US Bags. I mean, I love these guys, right? Like, they're super fun. Their products are awesome. The names for their products are hilarious. I've actually got a lot of content planned in the next few weeks. I'm going on a trip, and I'm going to try and get some more stuff out there for their stuff in the coming weeks. So look for that as well. And then Northology Adventures. They have an event coming up. I'm going to put links to all this in the description below. They have that magazine. They do an online digital magazine, but then they also have events coming up in a couple weeks, like 4 weeks, late May, I think. And then they have a Father's Day event coming up too that you can get tickets for. It's like they take you out and they lead you on these amazing journeys. It's just awesome. So definitely check them out as well. But now let's dive into the topic for the day.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, guys, so I kind of want to start with the idea of, you know, what have I seen, I guess, over the last 3 or 4 years as I've gone to Hoosier National Forest? And again, let me start by saying I've shared spots with, I'd say probably, it's not like there's a million people that have hit me up. Maybe 10 or 12 people in the last year. I mean, it's gotten a lot more as the channel's grown. Like, early on, I never got any emails from anybody. So, as the channel's grown, it's become a lot faster. Like, I'm getting a lot more messages, a lot more emails asking about spots and stuff like that. So, like, kind of my observations have been, I go out there and I feel like, one, a lot of the spots that I really like that I've given out locations for are full more. And again, I don't think that that's always the people that I've given it to. And I'm not, if you've asked for them, do not feel bad at all. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. But you know, it's just, it's one of those things. As one person becomes aware and then their friends ask and then they get it. And then, you know, it just, it kind of spreads from there. Right. So, you know, that does make it a little bit tricky, but so my experience going out there has been, there's been more and more trash. So I encourage you, definitely, if you've asked me and I've given you a spot, or if you ask me in the future and I give you a spot, I'm not saying that I will never give anyone a spot. I may give you like a decent one, right? That's fairly well known and you could find easily if you just looked off the road, right? But if I give you a spot and you go out there and it's filthy, you know, what I do is the first thing I do before I even set up camp is I grab a trash bag and I walk around and pick up all the beer bottles, pick up all the, you know, rope and cable and random crap. People bring out like bed, like mattress springs and stuff. Like, what the hell are these people doing, right? But so if you see that kind of trash, I encourage you, if you're a listener or watcher of mine, to, you know, please clean that stuff up as much as possible. I've run into DNR a few times out there and kind of, you know, talked to them for a while and been like, man, this is crazy. You know, here's, look at my trash bag. I picked up all this stuff. And they're like, I know, that's, we're constantly battling that. So they appreciate it if you can help out, you know. So definitely if I give you a spot, if you can, you get out there and it's dirty, pick up as much as you can. Make sure you don't make a mess too. But so that's kind of been my observation is, and again, I'm not saying it's me because I've given it out a handful of times, right? But I think that a lot of people want to help, right? They want to be helpful. They want to share stuff. But so you definitely, you know, you won't see from me probably like, hey, here's a video on this spot and here are the GPS coordinates and here's how you can get there. And, you know, just because, like, I was thinking about doing that for a while, but I just, it really makes me nervous that if I drop that out there in the general public, that like, it's going to just get trashed, right? It's always going to be packed and full. It's going to be full of beer bottles and trash. So again, you guys post up in the comments, come over to Facebook if you're listening on the podcast and comment and tell me like, what are your nightmare experiences that you've seen? What are the worst that you've seen? Or have you seen it be okay? Like, have you seen it, you know, in spots that have been shared that you've gone to that it's been okay, that it's been cleaned up? Because I'm curious to see what you guys see. But I definitely see a, you know, a big sort of uptick, I guess, in like trash. As Hoosier National Forest, for example, has become more and more well known. There's more and more people wanting to get out and go camping, right? So that's kind of been my observation.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So as far as how I will probably approach it going forward, right? So, you know, this is my opinion. It's up to everybody how they want to do this. But I think that, you know, definitely if you're like a subscriber or a listener of mine, you hit me up. Like I said, I will give you like decent spots that are not like super crazy. There's not really, I mean, here's the thing is in Hoosier National Forest, it's not like there are like hidden spots or like anything that you couldn't just see if you were halfway paying attention driving down the road. The problem is you can drive down the road and you could pass 20 different campsites and they're all like right off the road. There's no space between the road and the campsite. So that's kind of where I've spent my time is trying to find spots that are a little more private, a little more like secluded, you know, away from the road so that it's more, just private and less, you know, close to people, if you will. But so if you hit me up, if you're a listener and a subscriber, again, I trust all you guys to do what's right, to clean up the spots if you get out there to, you know, hold people accountable and kind of try and help clean stuff up. So if you hit me up via like email or message, direct message, I will share it with you guys. I share it with like my friends and my family, that sort of thing. But I'm going to try and keep it like I'm definitely not going to be, you know, blasting it out on social media or sharing all these spots. So just to give you guys kind of a heads up on that and to give you that thinking as to why I'm doing that, right? Because I have previously mentioned in other videos, older videos, that my plan was kind of to map Hoosier National Forest and to literally put like a whole Google map together that had all the spots marked on it with like descriptions, pictures, like a video of each one, like a video walk around to show you what was at each campsite. And that was like a big plan of mine for like a couple of years. And then as I started to do it more and more, and I started to observe, you know, sort of the trashing of the sites, again, not for my people, just in general, the more I was like, you know what? I don't think I want to just like publicly post up coordinates for all these spots, because then like people that just Google Hoosier National Forest dispersed camping are going to find this stuff. And then they're going to go out there with their Winnebagos and like just trash everything, right? So FYI, that's kind of my thinking on it going forward. Is my plan is to only share it via like direct message, only share it with, you know, folks that, you know, I trust that sort of follow the channel, or our friends or family, that kind of thing. Again, I'll never like, if you guys hit me up, I'll never be like, no, I'm not giving you any spots because blah, 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 tread lightly. I'm not going to do that, right? Like, I'll give you some spots. But I'm just saying, I think, you know, part of this conversation is not just me. It's not like I'm some big deal or something, right? But we all go out there, right? So we need to be careful with who we share it with and stuff. And again, I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do. I knew this was kind of a hot button topic, so that's why I keep kind of recanting what I'm saying. But I mean, like, you know, we do need to be careful. Like, if you have that friend that's like going to go out there and drink 36 beers in a night and get obliterated and cut down trees with an axe or a chainsaw, you know, living trees, and shoot, you know, holes in all the trees and throw their casings all over the ground, and or throw their shells all over the ground and not pick up after themselves, and, you know, throw beer bottles out into the woods. Like, maybe we don't give the spot to those people. You know, maybe we say, I don't really know any spots. You know, we just play it off. You know, this weekend I'm planning to go to Georgia. I'm going to spend one night in Hoosier National Forest just to cut a couple of hours off the trip. When this video goes up, actually, I will probably be on my way back from Georgia. Again, there will be a video coming with what that's about and what I'm getting in Georgia. It's coming. Some of you know, but I'll make it public here soon. But so Friday night, I'm going to go down. I'm going to spend some time in Hoosier National Forest again, just cut a couple hours off, and I'm going to spend the night there. I'm going to have my last U.S. bags, Oscar's mobile hideout on the back, my trash bag. I'm going to fill that up with as much trash as I find at the spot that I end up at. And then Saturday, I'm planning to go to the Smoky Mountain Overland Retreat and meet up with Overland Pioneers. And I think maybe Revere Overland might be there. And I think Cindy from Northology might be there. There's going to be a bunch of people there, I think. Chris Holloway from More Expo will be there. So I'll see you there, Chris, as well. But going to meet up there. And, you know, again, same sort of thing, right? I think in that case, it's kind of like an event. So I'm not too worried about it. It's not like it's going to be true dispersed camping. But either way, right? I'm going to try and be as responsible as I can. Like, that's always my goal. So I encourage you guys, like, I want to hear from you guys too. Like, what is your experience with Tread Lightly? Are there any good classes or something that you've heard as far as like rules and laws? I know I try to go to like the, you know, National Forest or State Parks website ahead of time and just sort of read up on their rules just so that I'm familiar with them to make sure I'm not doing anything blatant. Like, I know when I went to Michigan a few years ago, I had to get little tags for my windshield to show that I had an off-road vehicle that was certified, allowed on the trails. So you always want to check that stuff before you go to like a new area. But you guys post it below and let me know, like, because I'm not proclaiming at all to be any sort of expert, but I would like to learn more about, you know, Tread Lightly and about, you know, just principles and rules and best sources of information for that stuff. So if you have any that you guys love, I'd love to hear from you on that. Again, this one's going to be a little bit of a short one because I just wanted to put something together on this before going out of town. But I hope that that kind of makes you think, right? I hope that spurs something in you to kind of think through, like, do I follow all the practices? Like, again, myself, the longer that I've done this, the more I'm like, you know what? Back in the day, like, when I was a kid, we used to cut down trees and stuff. And now I look back, I'm like, oh, that was a jerky move, right? Like, I shouldn't have done that. When I was in high school, we'd go in, my parents lived in the woods in southern Indiana, and we'd for fun go back and chop down a tree. We're like, oh, that's so fun. But now that I'm an adult and a little more responsible, right, and I kind of realize the impact that that has, it makes me kind of think and makes me want to be a good steward of public land. So you guys let me know what resources you like, right? I would appreciate it. And I'll try and find some too. Again, like I said, I kind of plan to talk to Tread Lightly here before too long to see what that's all about. And if I can join their program and learn some more and maybe become more of a steward for that kind of stuff, then I may be doing that. So let me know your thoughts. As always, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. If you're on the podcast, if you're on YouTube, wherever you are, thank you guys so much for watching. Like I said, down in the description are links to Facebook, Instagram, the podcast if you're on YouTube, YouTube if you're on the podcast. Come hang out on whichever channels you guys like to hang out on. I'd love to chat with you. I'm trying to use that community tab more and more on YouTube. So, you know, definitely if you're over on YouTube and you're not on those other things like Dylan. Hi, Dylan. You know, that's a place where we can engage too. Definitely feel free to comment over there when I post stuff. And feel free to, like, Will over on, I won't call him out, you know, too much, but Will on Facebook, on the Facebook page threw out, like, his camp cooking setup the other day, and I loved that. I would love for you guys to view All Things Overlanding, especially on Facebook, where we can kind of chat, as, like, a place to, like, throw up, like, hey, here's this cool thing I just worked on my rig, or, hey, I just had this idea, what do you guys think? Like, I'd love for it to be more interactive, right? Not just me posting, like, links to videos and stuff all the time. So definitely, if you haven't ever thought of it that way, if you're, you know, if you follow All Things Overlanding on Facebook, I'd love it if you'd hop over there and, like, drop a picture of your rig. You know, Front End Friday, here's my rig. Here's a project I'm working on. Just, you know, feel free to use that page as, like, a conversation place with like-minded people, right? So again, thank you guys for watching. Thanks for listening. If you haven't already, click subscribe on YouTube. Thanks for following on the podcast. We'll see you guys next week. There's a lot of good, exciting stuff coming. I can't wait to tell you guys about what I'm picking up in Georgia. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.